To be spiritually bankrupt before God, before a holy God, will cause one of two responses. To be told that we are spiritually bankrupt, unable to do anything good and righteous, will lead a person to either repent of his sins and cry out to God for salvation, or grow more proud and more stiff-necked and continue talking or taking others down their paths of destruction and disaster with them. Dear church, beware of this. There are some in our day. There are some in our city. There are some in churches throughout the valley, throughout the state and across the nation. And they are deceiving many with their promises of happiness by embracing sinful practices and sinful behaviors and not following after God solely, but rather chasing after a plethora of gods. Not everyone with the title of pastor, bishop, elder, imam is looking out for your spiritual interest. I'll say this, in most cases, outside of those of the New Testament church, none of them are looking out for your spiritual interest. They're looking to destroy you spiritually. If you are indeed a follower of Christ, if you are truly a Christian as defined by the Bible, then you can't help but want to be different. You can't come to God and want to stay like you once were. There is good news, isn't there? Seems like it's all bad news. But there is good news. There are real churches in the city. There are real churches in the valley. There are real churches in the state. There are real churches across the nation. And they are biblically preaching across the city and across and throughout the valley. And let me encourage you. You be a well-informed and responsible follower of Christ. You take upon these duties seriously. Listen closely to the preaching in the church house. Listen closely to what they're reading. Listen closely to what they're saying, what they're printing. Listen closely to how they're praying. Listen closely to their music. Stay steadfast at the place that you are in that is a true Bible-preaching church. And walk away without question from any place that is identifying themselves as a representative of God, that are embracing false doctrines and including false and godless sinful lifestyles, and that promote salvation through any means but through faith in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God. Repent of your sins today. Walk away from any mosque, ward, temple, fellowship, hall, church, gathering that does not call out sin or is actively promoting the embracement of sin. You ought to get away from it as quickly as possible. Walk away from any spiritual leader who is preaching happiness outside of following Jesus as described by the Holy Bible, or any perversion thereof. You can do what is right in your own eyes, which was the problem with the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah. You can do what is right in your own eyes, which appears to be the growing sentiment and the growing philosophy of the day. You can do what is right in your own eyes, or you can repent today and do what is right in Yahweh's eyes. I plead with you to repent.